Kate Siegel, who represents Battle Creek. She's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you doing this morning?
Well, Kate, I'm doing just fine. I know that we still have a lot of challenges when it comes to unemployment assistance, and I know that there are bills to restore unemployment assistance to 26 weeks and to help jobless veterans. Tell us about this.
Well, there was a bill put in, 4619, by my colleague, Representative Anna Mick from the Genesee County area, to move unemployment in Michigan back to 26 weeks. Earlier in the session last year, the Republican legislature cut unemployment benefits in Michigan to 20. That is the lowest in the nation for unemployment benefits.
How are we going to pay for this?
Well, you know, there was an audit report done last March that showed that there was a lot of fraud in that department. And we need to be helping the Auditor General and put into place those efforts to stop that fraud. There was some bills put in to stop the fraud on one hand, but they have done nothing to address the fraud in the unemployment agency by bad actors on the business side, which is punishing our good businesses that are trying to help get our economy going back.
How long should people be given unemployment assistance?
Well, especially in this hard economy, we need to help people get back on their feet. The idea of unemployment insurance is to help you when you fall on bad luck and to get back and get that training or get that extra degree that you needed to do. And by taking it down to 20 weeks, we're basically saying, middle-class folks in Michigan, we don't care about you. House Republicans want you to just go into poverty instead of helping you get back on your feet. Nationally, they have recognized that we need to allow our workers, they have a 99-week at the federal level, and because of this move by Republicans, Michigan workers will only qualify for a maximum of like 70 weeks now. So we're even hurting ourselves with the federal funding as well.
You know, but there's the age-old question, how long does it take for a person to get on their feet? Obviously, one person's going to be different than the other, but I think the problem that's been discussed, at least from the Republican perspective, is that there's too much money going out to too many people who really aren't seeking help.
Well, and that's why we've supported some of the fraud changes and want to see some of the fraud that hold bad actors accountable on the business side as well. That's where the money is escaping. Trying to hold somebody accountable with a changing business environment, we all have friends that are unemployed right now and even family members. And we know that they're not the ones sitting down and, you know, doing nothing all day. They're trying to get back on their feet and get that job. And that's what we need to be supporting. Instead of treating everybody as they're at fault, we need to be helping those that are trying to help themselves and then go after the bad actors and not pass legislation treating everybody that they're at fault.
You know, there seems to be a gap somewhere, because from what I understand in talking with some business leaders, there are more than 70,000 high-tech, high-paying jobs in the corridors from Detroit through Ann Arbor up through here, but people don't have the training, whether it's the technical jobs, whether it's the high-tech jobs in manufacturing. We need to find a way to get people who are unemployed together with those jobs. What's the challenge there?
Well, the challenge is the massive undercutting of our education system that we've seen, especially this last year, and the proposed cuts this year, too. You cannot help our community colleges when you're consistently cutting them, and they have record high enrollments. Our community colleges are our best avenue to help employers and employees match up with the skills they need. Here in Calhoun County, Kellogg Community College has an incredible program that matches welding experience with specific needs of companies. And once they go through that training, they have the skills, they're incredible employees, yet the funding's not there to help those programs expand.
What can we do to get more money for those programs?
We need to make it a priority. You know, there was $1.2 billion cut from our school aid fund. That not only hurts our future generations, but it cut our higher education system and our community college system. And going into this next year, you know, the governor did a bunch of gimmicks with the money, but there is an actual another cut to education. We can't afford to keep cutting our kids off at the knees.
Yeah, but the problem seems to be is we don't have enough money to pay for all these programs. Where do we find the cash?
Well, just yesterday, the governor and Republicans in the legislature decided to spend $700,000 this year and millions over time appointing two judges to the Court of Appeals that everybody in the state agreed was no longer necessary, including the state Supreme Court. that's over, you know, 1.5 some, you know, 2 years and millions of dollars down the road to those judges that there is no caseload to support. There was legislation passed that everybody supported in a bipartisan fashion to remove the number of Court of Appeal judge. And, you know, yesterday they're announcing they're going to go ahead and waste $700,000 putting them in. There's money in the budget when you're making decisions like that with taxpayer funds.
What do you think about right to work?
I think right to work is definitely wrong for Michigan. We've seen what it's done to other states. We've got great employees in this state that, you know, you have the right to collectively bargain. And what we need to do is support our employees and support our companies and help them get back to work instead of seeing how low we can take everybody down.
Now, the information representative seems to just be varying, because when I listen to the Republicans, I hear that there are 23 states where business has increased and salaries have held, benefits have held because of right to work. But yet in the states that are against it, like ours, I hear the opposite. What's the truth?
Well, I think there's a lot of really good information on the internet from credible sources who've looked into this topic, and the average salaries in right-to-work state are lower, and they don't get the jobs in the long term. And the other thing is they don't have the education and the jobs. They're usually lower-paying jobs, and they don't have the skill set that our Michigan workers have proven that they have and they're good at.
Well, what's your take on the emergency financial manager situation in the state?
Well, I was pleased to be at the rally, I believe, on Wednesday when they delivered those signatures to the Secretary of State's office. That is big government at its worst. It is taking away local control and the ability of people to have a say in their government. It is a destruction of democracy as we know it.
All right. Should emergency financial managers be used?
You know, there was a law that we've had on the books for years where a fiscal manager went in and looked at what was happening on the books and made recommendations and worked with the community on those. The new law is just an emergency manager and has become a dictator. They can go in and throw out every account. They can shut things down. They can sell off state property or community property without answering to anyone. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, but when an entity is failing and has failed for a substantial time, isn't it time for someone to go in and take over?
Well, who do you want to take over? Right now, we've got emergency managers in that, you know, have no experience, have not dealt with this.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about
situations worse.
I'm thinking about taxpayer dollars to bail those entities out. So I don't want to see that wasted.
Well, what we've seen now is taxpayer money wasted because they're putting in this cover-up of an emergency manager that doesn't report to anybody. There's no accountability, and they are spending more money and making the situations worse.
All right. Thanks, Representative Siegel. We appreciate you greatly.
Thank you. Have a great day.